This is a replay of what we did at a little after 1 o'clock.
No.
We are in work session on HB 3489. We were unable to redo this again because the tape recorder did not work the first time. So Senator Adams appoints himself to the Senate Committee of Judiciary and removes Senator Brown from first consideration and vote on HB 3489. I will move to suspend the rules for purpose of reconsidering the vote by which we sent the HB 3489 to the fourth reading pass recommendation. Any objection to suspension of the rules? Hearing none, so ordered. The bill is now before us. I move to reconsider the vote on HB 3489. Any objection? Thank you. The work session is now open on HB 3489. Yes.
Sir, most of you, we may or may not vote for it on the floor.
You don't have to do that again. Anyway, we talked, Vern, and I know what, how you're going to vote now.
You don't know.
I believe then, earlier when this first came up, first hearing, and I declared a potential conflict of interest because of a case in Deschutes County involving my law firm and Steve Scott in Deschutes County, and Deschutes County has now appealed that decision to LUBA. So I'll declare that conflict again. And it deals with partitioning of ESU land. After that declaration, I wish to move the -810 amendments, which I believe I need to do again since we didn't before. Chair moves the -810 amendment. Discussion, objection, so ordered. I then move House Bill 3489 as amended to the floor with the due pass recommendation. Discussion for objections, please note Senator Burdick, Senator Courtney, and Senator Nelson.
I better declare conflict here in order of the FU land.
All right. Motion carries. I'll be the carrier. I want to thank the Senate President for all that he added to the discussion. And everyone stay right here for a moment. We have a photograph. Oh, we are adjourned.